Share, can I share something with everybody? Can I share something with you and share it with everybody?
Please.
Well, I'm out here we getting the car service, so I'm walking around this car dealership. But yeah, we need an oil change badly, so I'm just, taking some time and walking. But I'm at a Dodge dealership. It's not a fancy one.
Are you, wait, wait, wait. Are you gonna tell us you're pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, because I was talking about Grace Bart figured out how it feels to have a kid, and then you say, "Can I tell y'all something?" I was putting two
Oh,
and two together.
no,
Got
sorry.
my ears on high alert over here.
I'm not pregnant. I said, "My God, see, Lord, no." But you guys that everybody has been a huge blessing, and it's because of all you guys that I'm literally looking at everything as a not a benefit, but like, okay, to try to have more streams of income and everything coming in our household. And so I literally have been on this venture of helping and doing legal shit for like the past few months, and it's really been great. But yesterday it was crazy because I was talking with people, and I was like, yeah, you should come on the call, blah blah blah, just to get them to look at it. And one person showed up yesterday, and I was like, and I started to feel some kind of way, and then I realized something. I'm defeating generational curses by even trying to do this, by even putting myself out there with the writing business, with the micro business, with everything that I'm putting my hands to do, that I'm breaking generational curses. And because I was like, man, sometimes there is a wanting to give up, but then I realize what's at stake, and knowing that this is something that my mother wasn't able to do, that my grandmother wasn't able to do, that my great grandmother wasn't able to do. And that's why it's a push a little bit, and sometimes I get knocked back, but then I have to get up and go even stronger in the paint than before, because I'm realizing what's at stake, and realizing that if it was easy, everybody, if it was really easy, everybody would do it. But the people that go through the curves of the roller coaster are the ones that truly, truly make it, because it can easily destroy somebody if they don't have their mind made up, and if they don't really want to make it. And so I was thinking about that last night, and I realized, I was like, that's why sometimes things take a minute, because I am destroying generational curses in one generation. What I'm saying, what my mom wasn't able to do, what my grandmother, my great grandmother, what they weren't able to do, it's up to me to do. So it's a new challenge for me. And at times I'm like, oh, and I wonder if I can do it. And then I say, you know what? I had no choice but to do it. I had no choice but to be great. And I've just got to roll with it, and I've got to endure it. But I am going to be patient, and I'm going to do this, because somebody's gonna look down the line, Deanna. Someone's gonna look down the line and say, I know I can do it because great grandmother, great great grandmother Renee did it. And that means I got opportunity, and I've got obligation. I've got to do it. So I just wanted to share that.
No, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. And
Marvelous, great.
it takes a lot, because you're doing something that your epigenetics has never done, if that makes sense. Like, your DNA is so deeply etched that you're doing things that no one has done, not just your mom or your grandmother, but your great grandmother and great great grandmother. Like, you're the one. And I really would love for everybody to view themselves that way. Like, you are the one. You are the one. You're the one that all of your ancestors are looking to. You're the one that they're looking to answer everything that they didn't get to do. So congratulations on that, Renee. Congratulations. And keep moving forward. Keep getting up. Just keep going.
I will. Too much is given, much is required. So I'm like, oh, Jesus.
That is true.
But I will do it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And with that being said, Renee, I have some directions for you for your micro business.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So what you're going to do is, you don't have an overhead. So that's the wonderful thing. You don't have an overhead for your micro business. But you're going to do a video series, a blog, and a podcast.
Hold the phone now. I gotta get my notebook.
It's all gonna get emailed to you.
Okay, my bad.
It's okay. I understand. Trust me. I understand. It's like, hold on, you give me too much information. I need to go write this down. Give me a second. No, we go take care of you.
Good looking out, home skill. I appreciate it. You know, I always got my notebook on me. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. A real writer always has something on them to write with. Be it the note app, the tablet, the pen, the laptop, the whatever it is, they're gonna have it on them. Now, you're also going to do, you're going to do all three of those plus the Gary V content model. So that's really going to help you really push it. And you have some ideas as well. So you're going to get this list. So you're going to inspire your audience and you're going to do different blogs. So like blogs, like how did you get where you are today? And you're going to sit there. And you're going to do your video about it. You're going to write about it. And you're going to pull your audio from the video that you do. And then you're going to put that up on your podcast. And then you're going to do a blog about it and direct people to your video. And you're going to have people comment. Have people, you know, ask me, so what was your thoughts? What did you like the most? You know, have people comment on it. Take those comments or ask them what was their favorite quotes about that you mentioned or the favorite things that you said. And then from there, you take that, you create a graphic from it, and you go into detail about it. You know, Gary V content model. And we'll resend you the Gary V content model too, just in case, because it's so you can reference it easier. They'll reference it faster so you don't have to scroll through all your stuff. So example, here's one, 30 before 30. Alternatively, you can do like 40 before or 40, 50, well, however you want to do it, but you're going to create a bucket list of places you want to visit, the new experiences you want to try, or the goals you want to achieve before reaching a certain age. So you can do an entire blog about that. And then share it and then list. And then for your like show notes, list out all the places and the things you want to do and list out all your goals. And you'd be surprised how many people will follow you just from that one alone. When you start, when you and Prophet Jerry start traveling and start doing your goals, you can create a whole nother season. And you can call it the bucket list season. So that's added on to your micro business. And then here are some other ideas for you. We're going to be sending you over 300 blog ideas. So you don't even have to think about it. We're going to send you about 300 of them. So you a little over 300. So you'd be good to go. other ideas like, what do you want to improve upon? That's a blog. Truth versus lie. That's a blog. Let me see. What is your favorite way to spend your day off? Like you are literally doing like everyday blogs that people want to hear about, like, and you're gonna have fun with it and make it a podcast. So now you have two podcasts. You have Winsome with the Linsomes.
I know.
And now you gotta name it the other way.
I know. And yeah, I'm doing it. Because now I'm like, okay, what do I call the other one? And then I just thought, oh, wait. Everyday Adventures.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that because I always tell Jay, like, we're going on another adventure. Let me write that down. Yeah, and I think you can add, yeah, you can add another podcast on Red Circle, so that's not a big whoop.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, because I forget. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Oh. And you'll be proud of me, Deanna, because I recorded the audio from the promo that Tracy had did for when I did the podcast interview with her. Mm-hmm. And I took the audio and I went on Unsplash and I got some pictures and stuff, and it was like some like truly sad pictures, and I put it all on Canva, and I literally put my voice and stuff to it, and I put it on my YouTube channel the other day.
I didn't put
it anywhere else. I just put it on my YouTube channel because I was like, yeah. I was like, put it on YouTube and then see what kind of happens with it. But so, okay. And that kind of does the same thing where I can put some of the themes or whatever and take the audio and do the exact same thing, but put it on where would I put, could I put it on my YouTube, or where would, but then again, if it's for like the blog, I could just maybe put it the comments or whatever and maybe put it in my blog, you know what I'm saying, because I think you can do that where you put the link in on your WordPress. So okay,
don't forget, share your YouTube link to Facebook too. And go back to your YouTube so you can build your audience.
Yes. Okay.
Don't forget Snacky.
Yeah. I had to, yeah, I think I put it on my Facebook, but I think I only did it on my blog.
Yeah, and page. Then Ronnie just said you can add the video
on my blog page.
And then Ronnie said you can create your link. Oh, your link tree too.
Yeah, I still need to do that. I did set up my Patreon though. I did set that up.
Proud of you. Yeah. And Miss Janice says,
Thank you. Okay. With my YouTube link, I'll share it. Okay.
Please do.
Thank you.
And guess what, Miss Renee? You are now 100% complete. So we're gonna look forward to these videos.
Me too. Thank you, everyone. Actually, I'll be in touch.
Have your people call my people.
All right. We can do lunch. We do lunch at the club.
Y'all better work it out.
That's cute.
Is Ayo on today? Oh, don't see Ayo. All right. Well, then we'll move on down to Mr. Aaron. Is Mr. Aaron here?
Yes, he's here. I see him on.
Awesome. Hey, Mr. Aaron, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. I want to thank you for yesterday when you were, Grace shared something with us and you informed us about what your wife does, and you kind of, I think you really changed a lot of our perspectives on that, because we only have a negative connotation when it comes to that. So I thank you for sharing what you shared, because, and it was actually yesterday morning's meeting. If any of you didn't hear, we were talking about hospice, because Grace informed us about her, updated us on her grandmother, and Aaron informed us. He was like, you know, my wife is a hospice nurse, and he said, it's not what we, it's not the connotation that we made it. It's not negative. He said, There are people that have gone on hospice, been on it for 6 months, and then got off. So thank you. I wanted to personally thank you for that, because I know that helped out a few people. I know it helped me out. I know it helped me, because every time I hear that word, I just think, okay, this is the end. And you graciously told us, no, it's not the end. It's just assistance, but it's not the end. So thank you. First off, thank you for that.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
Now, Mr. Aaron, your micro business, the Black Good News. I have an abundance of resources for you. And but your first immediate needs, you're going to need an Instagram. You're going to need a Black News website, a Facebook, a LinkedIn, and a TikTok. And we're going to do your website for you.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about your website. We got that covered.
Okay.
And I'm going to actually show you, because Antonio, he was telling me, he was like, he doesn't need to go get an audience. He just needs the content. So I'm going to share my screen. We have several resources that we're going to send to you to make the process easier for you. So look here, 11 news sites we love for trailblazing coverage of Black culture and communities. So all you have to do is go on these links, see what they're talking about, and now you have your content for Black news. So you have, who can pronounce this?
I was thinking
Blavity, because I saw gravity, but instead of GR, I saw BL. So thank you. I just wanted to make sure my brain was processing the words right. Okay. So you
and
have
what site is this again? I'm sorry.
Oh, you're gonna get all of this. This is mediablog.prnewswire.com. Now, if you've never heard of PR Newswire, it is, if you're a PR rep, if you're a PR rep, it's the perfect site for you. It's very notable. It's on point. And this is one of the links that they have, one of their blogs, and it's directing you to 11 different sites where you can get news from the Black culture to discuss on your Black good news.
Okay.
The Root. So there's things here. You have The Undefeated. Black Enterprise, so you can get Black news and you can discuss it on your news site. Atlanta Black Star, HuffPost Black Voices. Ooh, Black Panther. I'm sorry, I got distracted, y'all. That's gonna be awesome. Oh, and The Little Mermaid is Black. I just want to put that out there. Now that is news in itself. If you talk, Ariel is Black. All of our lives, Ariel has been white, but they picked the little precious Haley to be Ariel. When I saw that, I wanted to cry. I was like, she's perfect. But that's something you can talk about, because it's actually trending. There are videos that are out there on TikTok and things like that of little Black girls' responses to seeing The Little Mermaid as Black. That's Black news for you. That's some Black good news, especially with how Disney has been really shifting their characters. Like they're shifting their videos from cartoon to real life. And then they're taking that and they're making their characters who they were meant to be. Mm-hmm. And that is, I can't wait till they do Aladdin. Right way. No offense to anybody. But so that's one of the links that you have, one of the links for resources for you. We also have celebrating 10 African American lifestyle news sites for men and women. So not only are you going to be talking about what's going on, but you're also going to be discussing lifestyles. So here you have 2190. And it's Blavity's network. It's part of Blavity's network, but it's on lifestyle, health, and beauty news for African-American millennial women. Then you have Black Girl Nerds. Come on, Black Girl Nerds. Hey. And you have Essence, Urban Geeks. So now you're shifting your, how Antonio set up your resources are the sites that you're going to is for different aspects. So not only do you have like the news site for all of the news that's going on, but you also have lifestyles, because there's a different aspect of everything. You know, there's a magazine for everything, there's a news channel for everything. So you're going to have everything on one section. And then not only that, here's a, I did that one. You got Good Black News. And you can go on here, see what they're talking about, and then you can do your vocals on it. So we're gonna send, and there's a lot more sites here. There are like quite a few more sites here. But I wanted to share my screen to show you some of the ones that Antonio has for you. 23 motivating Instagram accounts every Black woman should have on her timeline.
And you wanna put these in the link in the chat.
You're going to get an entire email with all of these in there for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. And so again, all your immediate needs, all you'll need is Black Nudes Instagram account, website, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok. And we're going to do your website for you. And with that being said, okay, now, just to repeat for you, so what you're going to need, you're going to record yourself, you're going to strip the audio, and you're going to put it on a podcast. And then the video, you're going to put it on YouTube, you're going to have someone take notes for you. You're going to, the notes can have the bullet points, and each sentence or thought, when it ends, you can take those thoughts, again, go to Unsplash, get you a picture, now you have a graphic to go with it. You'll also need a logo. Let us know if you need assistance with your logo. You know, we have no issues with helping you guys with that. So please let us know if you need assistance with your logo. And then with the logo, what you can do is you can put your podcast episodes on YouTube, and you can use your logo or your podcast cover as the thumbnail. So that way, while it's playing, always they see Aaron's Black Good News.
Okay, you just see the logo.
Right, exactly. And remember, you don't have to go get clients. When you post, people they're already gonna assume that you are. I see you, Dr. Trask. I saw your message. You don't have to go get clients. Once you start posting, once you start talking, people are going to start assuming that you have clients, and they're just going to line up to pay you. So you don't have to go get clients. That's why we're sending you all the resources. So you have all of that already at your hand. You don't have to go get clients. You don't have to go get topics. You don't have to go get subjects. We're going to send it all to you. And you pick what touches you to discuss and what's going on.
Okay, I'm anxious to get started. Let's go.
awesome. And well, Mr. Aaron, that makes you 100% complete. So once you get your email with all your information in it, let us know. So if everyone can please unmute your mics. If everyone can please unmute your mics and clap for Renee. Aaron. And every day, guys, every day I'm going to be doing this until we get through everybody, because you know we got y'all.
Okay, and so
go ahead.
I have a question. So primarily I'm going to research like current events, or maybe not even current events, and do a podcast and discuss those events, right?
Yes, sir. Black news.
Okay.
the news, culture, the happenings, in and outs. I would, okay. I promise you, if you do an episode on The Little Mermaid, I'm gonna be there.
I got you. That may be the first thing on their agenda.
I will be there. I was the little, I had the Little Mermaid doll. Disney was my childhood, okay? Disney is why I have the imagination that I have. It encouraged me to think beyond.
Me too, Deanna. Me too. And I think it is beautiful what they are doing with the new Disney movies. It is amazing.
When they're making them for us, Amanda, they're making them for us.
I think it's fabulous. I think it's fabulous.
The kids, they got their cartoons. These are for us. Miss Shelley, I saw your hand up. What's going on? And Miss Brenda, I see you unmuted.
Oh, my apologies. I was trying to switch to see if I can get on the computer to hear better. But since y'all mentioned that, it is about time, because our children need to be able to see themselves in cartoons and in movies as well. This is very important. Yes. I know some people may not understand, but if you've had the experience and living the experience, you understand how motivating and what confidence it builds and self-esteem to be able to see people that look like you, even though we're not focused on color, but it's still, it makes a big difference.
I agree wholeheartedly. Growing up, so if you got my color hue, you get teased a lot growing up. You get teased a lot. The nicknames that I had growing up, but to see the cartoons that were my escape look like me, even at this age, that's a huge thing. That's why a lot of people, Black Panther is not just a movie. Black Panther is a movement.
You better preach.
You better say it. I was thinking that. Mm-hmm.
The Woman King that's coming out, I hope I said that right.
Yeah, that's, it came out.
That's the next step in the movement, because that's all about a strong Black woman leading and fighting and being a warrior. And we not supposed to be warriors. We supposed to sit at home, pop out babies, be barefoot, clean the house, cook the food. That's what we supposed to do. We not supposed to be warriors. We not supposed to lead armies. We're not supposed to do that.
And that's an actual, based on a true story, that's from Egyptian time, that's an actual woman, not fiction.
Come on out the box,
come on,
queen.
Aaron.
Come throw out the box.
Right.
So what you're doing, Aaron, is more powerful than just giving us Black news. You are becoming a part of the movement that shows we're more than just workers. We're more than just athletes. We are the scientist. We are the phlebotomist. We are the hematologist. We are the herbalist. We are the teachers. We are the leaders. And what you're doing is you're letting us know that, because everybody else knows. Everybody else knows these things. We are the ones in the shadows and behind the curtain about who we are. So what Aaron is doing is he's telling all of us, no, y'all tripping. Here, go on, peek behind the curtain. Look, here go right here. See that? That's you. That's what Aaron is doing for us. That's why he has the Black good news. Not the news about us being shot, not the news about us being arrested, not the news about us flipping out in public. No, he's telling us no.
Fake news, basically.
There you go. Yeah, he's not giving us, it's not the Black hate news, it's the Black good news. So Aaron is becoming a part of the movement. And there's so much going on. If Aaron can get a hold of Disney and do an interview with somebody from there about their movies, I will be there. I'll be right here.
That would be the push I need right there. Put it on top of that. I mean, it got to go back.
I'll be right here. Yes. Yes, it is. I can't wait to watch it either, Amanda. Thank you, Miss Shelley. you know what? I've been around, and there was a point in time, and there's a point to this story. There was a point in time I would not be able to sit in front of you for the last 33 minutes and freely speak how I've been speaking. Because I was taught to stay in a child's place, and that translated into my adulthood to stay quiet and don't say anything. Not only that, every time I spoke up, I got shut up, so I don't talk. And then we're all growing up, whether we understand it or see it or not or recognize it, we are taught that you are one way at home, and you have your professional face on when you're in public. I sit here today freely speaking to you because Antonio taught me, be yourself. And he used to tell it to me all the time, be yourself. Every time I had a keynote for the Bureau keynote has been going on longer than y'all think. Me and Grace was two of the first students. So I'm trying to tell y'all, we used to be the first students. Antonio used to tell me all the time, be yourself. And I'm like, I am being myself. What you talking about? I didn't know who I was so much so to the point where my keynotes were delivered by my representative and not me. For all of you who have podcasts, who have vlogs, who need to go live, I'm telling you, you will be loved more than your representative, because people know the difference between your representative and your authenticity. And when you become okay with who you are, you're not gonna care how you sound on. I know it's been plenty of times I have spoken to y'all, I've used the wrong grammar, I've used the wrong verbiage, I've said a couple of things and it's kind of like, what did she just say? My sentences don't roll how they supposed to roll, my words don't come out completely, I don't completely pronunciate all my words correctly, and I just don't care, because it's who I am. It's gonna come out. I may be goofy. I may say something that may punch you in the gut. I may say something that have you there sitting like, why did that girl say that? It's unnecessary. Because it's who I am. So I told you before I started, there's a point to the story. My podcasters, my bloggers, y'all be yourself.
I say something in that space?
Go ahead, Miss Sandra. Yeah, go ahead. Because you are a perfect example of being yourself. Go ahead.
One of the things that brings us to a point of holding back and or still settling down and shutting up, that sit in the back, it's like what you said. But one of the things that are so awesome from the back is that you get to see and you get to hear yourself even more. There are things that you get to recognize that sitting in the front won't get you. It may seem like you're up close and personal, however, you truly are not able to be all that you are expecting from you. I know for a fact that I am myself when no one is watching. Or should I say, less is watching. But there are things that have definitely been broken from me because of being here with the ATS and the team, this family, my family. When you have a chance to say what's on your heart, what's on your mind, without feeling like someone is going to raise a flag and say, okay, that's enough, sit down, shut up, or interrupt you and say, not in going along with you, but wanting you to shut up. You feel that power, you understand that power, you know that power. That energy is alive and it wants you to shut up. So to be able to be yourself comes with stipulations. Because regardless of what happens, as long as you are respecting yourself, because if you would listen, or should I say, when my podcast come out, there's a lot of things on my podcast that have not been said amongst people. But it was said for me and to me to get through me. And I was myself. Without hindrance, without feeling like someone is going to be offended, because I don't like offending, because I don't like being offended, because I've lived that life. So I dare not put that out there. However, I speak the truth, and I will come forth when God says for me to come forth. One of the things that I have definitely learned while being here is to speak when I am told to speak, because God tells me a lot of things, and I'm watching as I sit and he brings the energy to me and he tells me and shows me people's lives and what they're dealing with. And although sometimes he says, don't speak, just listen and put your power there. I want that to happen. But there are other times when he says, I need for you to say this. I have learned that I could be comfortable here. And of course, like you said, all my T's are not crossed and all my I's are not dotted and all my L's are not leading. But they are there. They are there. And I am moving forward. I'm not just sitting. I am consistent. And that's what I've learned to be since I've been here. And there is definitely more to come. So I look forward to meeting everyone here, like for real, not in the flesh, but in your persona, in your overflow of your faith, of your power, of your energy, of your insistence not to be left behind. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you. Love y'all.
Thank you, Miss Sandra. Love you more. Thank you, Miss Sandra. Right before you go, Miss Janice, I want to tell everybody this. Everything that someone else has told you you are or you are not is a lie. If they told you you are not great, that is a lie. If they told you you weren't going to amount to anything, that is a lie. If they told you you were not smart enough, that is a lie. If they told you you are great, but you don't have enough talent, that is a lie. If they told you you don't have gifts, that is a lie. So I want you to think back to everything you've ever been told, because the belief in yourself came from somewhere. How you think and believe about yourself came from somewhere. So I want you to understand that if you believe anything other than you are great, you are wonderful, you are the shit, excuse my language. If you think anything other than that, that's a lie. That is a lie. You are great. You are the shiznit. You are it. You are the bee's knees, wax, and honey.
Come on now. Come on.
I like that.
You are anything outside of that. If somebody told you you couldn't do it, that was a lie. So I just wanted to tell y'all that if whatever somebody told you, it was a lie. They're telling
me. I needed that this morning.
I'm grateful. It was a lie. Yeah, come on, are she a sexy divine? See? It was a lie. You are everything you dream. Not dreamed, not past tense. But you are everything you dream you can be. Without limitations. So keep that with you. Go ahead, Miss Janice.
That was good, Deanna. Good morning, everybody. And you know, it's ironic that you spoke on that this morning about being quiet and only speak when you're spoken to and all that. Being the daughter of a bishop, that was huge for us. And I'm definitely in the background, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still dealing with a lot of that stuff today. I'm 63 and I'm still dealing with a lot of that stuff in my life today. You know,
you looking good. You looking mighty good. 63 look good.
Thank you. You know, and the words sometimes still rings in my head. You're never going to amount to anything. You this, you that, you know, and the other. And like I said, I'm just not really coming into myself. You know, I raised two sons. I have three grandchildren. And I'm just now really evolving. You know what I mean? And it was so good to hear you say that this morning, because I'm like, okay, well, I'm not the only one that feels that way. Yeah, I'm in the background. And it's, you know, even trying to go live, you know, I haven't done it. I did it one time and I'm feeling all these emotions of, should I be speaking? Should I be talking? Or should I just sit back and be quiet like I was taught? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm really happy to be here. And I'm so happy that you spoke on that this morning. And I said, okay, I'm going to say something. And here I am. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. You're so very welcome. Because I promise you, I've been wanting to put out a personal podcast for a while now. Go ahead, Josephus. Go ahead.
I was just commenting on her. I'm just saying marvelous.
Now, I've been wanting to put out a personal podcast for so long. Because I'm going to tell you why I have it. Because I have two different conversations going on in my head. One conversation is, you don't tell nobody about your household. You don't talk about your business.
Come on.
Phone in this house, stay in this house. You don't do that.
Yes.
But the other conversation in my head is, you're not the only one. Somebody else needs to hear what you're going through. Because it's going to help them. But if you don't say nothing, they're going to think they all by themselves. They're going to think they're the only one. And if they're thinking they're the only one, that hurts. And you hold that inside and you suffer even more than what you're supposed to because you think nobody will understand because I'm by myself. And for my Christians out there, the greatest way for the devil to wiggle his way in is to isolate you. He will isolate you. He will make you think you got to be by yourself. And then that's when it just really starts just pouring on you. That's when it, and I'm going to tell you how I know, because I've been there, I've done that. And the reason why it's so easy to get attacked even more and to be broken when you're alone is because you have nobody telling you you're amazing. You have nobody telling you you are the greatest. You have nobody telling you, no matter what, I got your back. And you have nobody telling you, me too. Me too is the strongest thing you could ever tell anybody. And I'm going to tell you, the first time I heard me too is when Antonio, I had just come from the courthouse. I had finalized my divorce with my ex-husband. And I walked in the office. I said, I just need to go sit by myself for a second. Like, you know, even though I was grateful, it still felt some kind of way because that was over a decade. And he walked in there. He walked in there. And all he did, he looked at me, he said, "Me too." That was the greatest thing anybody ever said to me. Because when you feel like you're alone and somebody tell you, "No, no, you're not alone. I understand more than you think I do."
Can I stay in that space?
Yes,
right,
ma'am.
There, Ms. Going?
Yes, and after you, Miss Sandra, Miss Janice, go ahead.
One of the things that is so powerful to me to be before people every Sunday, like I said, I'm consistent because I know the audience. I know how long it takes for them to raise their hand and say, "Okay, I will accept." And while others are jeering and stabbing and picking and poking and saying, "You're not doing anything," I refuse to move because I've been there. I want them to understand it doesn't matter what's happening. What matters is you. What matters is you're hearing what is meant just for you, because it's important. Because truth be told, abuse is very, very isolating. It's job, because to conquer you, you have to feel like nobody will help you, nobody will speak out for you, nobody will come and talk to you, nobody will, they're just not going to. So it makes a difference when I say to them, "Me too, this is my journey, I'm still on a journey." And it used to bother me when people would say, "Well, you haven't healed yet." But as I continue to go forth, I continue to strengthen myself, because there's nothing more powerful than self-discipline, self-reassurance, self-affirmations, self-reproof of allowing things to get to you. So it makes a difference to me. I just wanted to say that in that space, because you were talking right along with why I do what I do.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Sandra. Go ahead, Ms. Janice.
All right, y'all got me talking now.
Come on.
You were talking about Deanna having a personal podcast. My thing, what I really want to do is have a, I don't know, to call it Preacher's Kids or a Bishop Kids podcast, because there's so many of us, Preacher's Kids, that don't get the opportunity to talk about our experiences, you know, because everybody puts us in a box, you know what I mean? We can't do this.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a hard life, you know. Not only the pastor gives up, his family does. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times the people have my dad more than...
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
I did. You know, and those things, a lot of that stuff we don't get to talk about. We have to hold it in and we keep secrets, you know, and I really want to have a podcast where I can embrace that. The preacher's children can come on and talk about, you know, some of the things that they've experienced and don't have the opportunity to say. You know what I'm saying? And those are things we grew up with and we have to hold all that in. And then sometimes we have resentment against the members. You know what I'm saying? Because, all right, daddy gave you $10,000. I can't even get $5. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff bothers us, you know, but we don't get an opportunity to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to have a podcast that you know, I could represent the preacher's kids or whatever, you know, the bishop's kids, or, you know, I was just saying that in a boss meeting. That's, I really would like to have a podcast about the preacher's kids.
I think you should have a podcast about the preacher's kids.
But I'm going to say, do it then. Do it then.
That's what I'm saying. I think you should have one.
Because somebody is waiting.
Yeah. I knew, I grew up, the pastor of the church, of one of the church, actually, no. Both of the churches I grew up with, I was friends with the pastors, with the pastor's kid, or my brother was, depending on the age. They were always quiet. They never said it. Y'all do not talk.
Y'all, and we grow up with that. You know what I'm saying? It interrupts our lives as we get older. I don't talk like I should at this point. I'm learning to speak up and speak what's on my mind. You know what I mean? But for years and years and years, we just didn't do that. You know, so it affects us as we get older. So.
Wow. Yeah. And there's a mindset, like, because when you say, yeah, sometimes they put no, they don't sometimes, no. Preachers' kids, y'all are PKs. We know preachers' kids by how they act outside versus in the church. Because it's the stigma put around you guys. Like, y'all are quiet in church, but then as y'all get old and y'all get out, y'all just go.
We get rowdy. You know, because we were never able to do certain things that other kids got to live a normal life, you know, and even with our ministry and everything, we grew up, we had to wear long dresses, you know, didn't believe in wearing pants. And imagine yourself going to school and everybody's picking on you. Why you got that long dress on? Why you this? Why you that? You know, and man, I got to a point where I'd take me a short skirt and put that bad boy on, honey, you know, and walk around like everybody else. It changed when I got home.
Do you know the magnitude of what your podcast would do? Because if you're in the Southern Belt, if you're in the Bible Belt,
yeah,
it's a certain way you act,
yeah,
when you in church, outside of church. But there's so much that the kids are destroyed, or depending on where you are, they look up to the pastor.
Yeah.
And they run to the pulpit, knowing they should have ran in a different direction.
Right.
But because they're only seeing the praise and the glory of it, they don't understand what's behind it. That's now, mind y'all, I have not been Baptist all my life, but I've learned how to shut up and watch. Yeah. if I don't do one thing right, I'll be quiet and I watch. And the older I get, the more I just be quiet and watch. I see stuff and I just sit back and watch, because in my head I'm like, you know what, no, that may not be Diana, that may not be right. Just sit back and watch. Mm-hmm. You may be tripping on this one. I've seen enough to know that preachers' kids are just as shut up, broken down, and in pain as the next kid that grew up.
That's right. That's exactly right. But people don't get that. And they don't understand. People don't understand that our household
is a lot.
Is a family, just like your household. He is not God. You understand? He's a man that God uses, but he's still a man. He's still our dad, and whatever problems or things that we have in our household, you have the same. But people just don't get that. Oh, that's perfect. I wish I was in that family. No, you don't. No, you don't, because you don't know what's going on in my family. You know, so it's rough.
And then y'all have to be a certain way because you're extra watched no matter where you are, just because of who your parents are.
That's so true. That's true. And my dad was big in Tennessee. I'm like, okay, I moved. Let me just get out of here. You know, so I can live my life. You know what I mean? And then nobody can't talk about me in Tennessee because everybody know me. I've just moved to a different state. Excuse me.
Tennessee. And, Tennessee in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, I'm out of there. You know?
Go to school on the whole other side of the country. Okay.
There you go. There you go. And it's not to say that I was a terrible girl. You know what I mean? I got into some mischiefs or whatever. But, you know, my upbringing is in me. You know, and God is in me. So, you know, I'm no different than anybody else, you know, that's saved or whatever and want to live their life, you know, and without everybody watching my every move, you know, and they're going to judge me in, like if I'm in a bar. I may just be in there having coffee. But of course, I'm drunk when I leave out. Oh, she was falling down drunk. You know what I mean? I just got so sick of that. So I left. But I would love to talk about it. I mean, because there's so much to talk about.
I think.
What don't kill you make you strong.
That's so true. That's the truth.
I think creatures.
You better make that podcast, girl. You say it's a lot of preachers' kids that need it. We yes, talked ma'am. About that. You need yes, to ma'am. Do it.
We all need it.
Do it because it's so exciting. And I wasn't a preacher's kid, but just to hear you talk about it. And like you say, we put their kids up on pedestals. And they can't live their life. And like you say, everybody's watching them. And then that's why a lot of them rebel because they just can't do it. It's just not fair.
That's right. And we didn't ask for that.
Right. A lot of preacher kids growing up now that could get on your podcast and learn and understand and be able to, you know, be able to live their life and be a preacher's kid at the same time, but be free. Be free.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Miss Brenda. You're right.
On that, Miss Jess.
Thanks, guys.
So you only need the title now. Yeah, that's all you got on.
Miss Janice.
I hope you guys can hear me. I'm driving. Miss Janice.
Yes.
Okay. Oh Lord, this truck is coming my way. Start your podcast, sis, because I'm not a pastor's kid PK, but I knew of a pastor's kid and literally the church was like full of scandal when she got pregnant when she was in high school and she had that baby. But I watched some things at a young age. Start that podcast because you have a voice that you need to shine and somebody needs that therapy because they've never really gone and really even looked at it. You have got to be the one. You the one. Just like I was saying earlier about the generational curses, you are the one that's got to start this. Thank you for letting me in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're the one. You've got to start it and watch how big it's going to get just because you stepped out. Of course, it's going to be unknown. Of course, but you got a voice. Girls, speak on it. I want to listen to it. I want to subscribe to it.
Oh my God.
But girl, I can't support it if you don't start it. So start it, girl.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. And by you saying that particular thing about one of the young ladies getting pregnant, that happened in my family. Our best friend and my brother, they had a baby. And, you know, back in the day, that was totally he sent her away out of town, hide this and all that, you know, and it's problems behind that today. My nephew is going through tremendous stress and pain because of all of that. He found out what happened, how it came about and all that. And it's a problem, you know, so. Like I said, it's a lot of secrets, a lot of things we can't talk about or haven't talked about. But yeah, it's a lot of secrets in being a pastor's kid, you know, because you have to keep all of that in the family. You know, everybody has secrets, though. You know what I'm saying? But ours are huge. You know what I mean? Huge. And I hear a lot of stuff when people We had a really small house at the beginning, and I would hear people come in and talk to Dad. And I'm telling you the truth, I learned good and bad things through eavesdropping. All the counselors, you know what I mean? The counseling and stuff. I'm like, what? She did that? Huh? What? When? How? What? You know, I was shocked. I learned a lot.
She got the nerve. She did that, and she got the nerve to come to me.
Look at me crazy when I come.
But I can't say nothing.
Yeah, and you don't even know. I know what you did last night. You know, it's crazy.
Ms. Janice, I will say this, and then I will pass it to Arshia. Your podcast is not only going to help the pastor's children, but it's going to help the people who judge the pastor's children.
Come on, talk about it.
Okay.
Because when we hear it come from, it gives us more. It when people know the story, they have a different view.
Right.
And I grew, like I said, I grew up with a pastor's kid. And every time, and I didn't even know what it was in. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know what it was in, but I felt some kind of way for her and did not even know why. And I finally figured out, because she go through the same thing I go through, but she can't talk about it.
That's right.
She go through the same thing I go through, but if she say anything about it, she gonna be instantly judged. We right. go to the club together, she gonna be judged harsher than me.
Right. That's right.
That's we get right. caught with beer, she gonna be judged harsher than me.
That's right.
People don't see the children as kids. They think your daddy and your mama do this, so you should know better. No.
No.
They are people just like you.
That's right.
So that's not right. only will you be helping the pastor's children, but you'll shed light on what people judge so harshly. And you'll show, no, we're people just like, we are people just like you. And the stuff y'all do to us because of how y'all judge us because of your church and not your Christianity.
That's right.
Destroys us every day.
That's right.
I really think preachers' kids reach a level of enlightenment before anybody else because you see more. You hear more.
Yes.
And you understand that's church.
Yeah.
That's God.
There you go. We have to separate. We have to. If we don't, we won't survive. I had to separate my dad from when he's up there preaching. And I can know when God is really using him. Or I know when my dad is up there talking. We had an argument last night, and I can tell just good. He bringing that. A lot of times I got up and walked out of church because I don't want to hear it, you know, because it's personal. But didn't nobody else know that? You see what I'm saying? And they looking at me, why is she walking out? Because I don't want to hear it. Because he talking about me. He talking about his children at this point because we had an argument last night. We disagreed with something he wanted to talk about. So now it's being blurted out in the pulpit.
Is it used as an example?
Yes. I'm like, I'm out of here. Plenty of times. At one point, man, I was walking out every Sunday. Every Sunday. You know, and then we got it together. But I'm like, I'm not going to get up here and you're going to abuse me because of something we did last night. I can't get up in the pulpit and say what it really is. You know what I'm saying? I have to sit back here and take it. And everybody else saying, oh, amen. You know? Gone with that.
So, yeah. We ready. We ready, Ms. Jean.
Oh my God.
We ready. We ready. So when you do it, we got you.
Y'all don't have to help me because I don't even know how to start a podcast.
We got Ms. you.
Janice. You can post on Instagram.
Hey, Ms. Janice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking from a bishop pastor standpoint, great idea. But still be cautious.
Yeah.
Now, you're right about a lot of things you said. One, here's what I did, and I'm not perfect. I'm just perfect in him. Mm-hmm. I taught my kids to have a balance. Mm-hmm. I preached my daddy's funeral, and my kids was bunny hopping at the whatever you call that, repast. And people would come up to me and say, oh, man, I didn't know you let your daughters. My daughters knew what not to do. So what I used to teach my daughters, look, I know y'all gonna act like little heathens when you get to school, but let me tell you what we're not gonna do. You're not going to be over there cursing your teachers and disrespecting your teachers and all of that. That's what I taught them. Now, your classmate, I know y'all going to cut up, but I put them in a position to let them know that, look, I'm not perfect. Oh, they heard me get down at home, and I tell them, here's what we're not going to do. You're not better than anybody, but we're going to make some better choices.
Right.
Because what I did was try to just tell them, hey, I'm going to treat you like a young man should treat you, but you got to treat yourself the way you want to be treated.
True.
You go out there and acting like a little freaky deaky, then you're going to get those titles that comes with it. Now, so I didn't preach to my kids like that. I just told them, I showed them how to have a balanced life because I was living a balanced life. I'm going to sit at the bar when I go to Papa Do's.
Hello?
So I ain't tripping.
Hello?
Hold on. And so,
because
you're right, a lot of stuff happened in church and then people get it all twisted because these preachers forget that they, one, are human. Two, that we got to be careful. So it's kind of like, not all of them are bad. We know we have some bad apples in every bunch. But then at the same token, as a preacher, as a Christian, I just live my life to the point where I say, I know what I can't do. Mm-hmm. It is not so bad, not worrying about who watching me. If I'm sitting at the bar, I ain't got to explain to no Negro why I'm sitting at the bar. Man, I'm sitting at the bar. Sit your butt down or go sit out there with the rest of them. That's how I rolled. I'm like, what I'm drinking? You want some? You know, so it's like, you got to be you because at the end of the day, I taught my kids this. I said, the Bible says, even when like your dad, you said your dad. Well, one, I was trained a little different. You don't use the pulpit to get back at folks no matter who they are.
Right.
So we never did that crap. You can't be in the pulpit preaching against your wife, your dog, your cat. You know, the Bible said preach the gospel, and that has nothing to do with the gospel. Because at the end of the day, my little wife better know how to pray, and she better know how to be freaky deaky when it's time to be freaky deaky. Bottom line. So, you know, we taught a balance, you know, because I mean, I didn't make no babies on Amazing Grace, so I'm not that guy. Right. You know, Luther going in, Teddy was on, you know, so all of them folks sitting up there. Because our first lady made a big mistake. She was trying to teach a class telling these women about how they need to wear these long gowns when they go to bed. I told my wife, I said, you better scratch that part out. I don't know what she's talking about. Her dress just as tight as some of y'all's. I see them hips and slips, you know. So some people just do some crazy stuff and they try to be too deep when at the end of the day, you just need to be who you are. We all are Christians, but we still living this life, and at the end of the day, I've seen a bunch of marriages break up because folks run into the pastor's office and allow people to put them on pedestals. See, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Woman came to me one time talking about, my husband ain't doing it right. Well, y'all got three little ugly kids. He did something right. Mm-hmm. So you can't get caught up in the drama with that stuff, letting people put you on a pedestal, because we are, at the end of the day, my kids gonna be acting bad just like them other kids, but I just teach them, hey guys, this is what you can't do. You can go out there and have fun. You can go to the game. My daughters, I know they was in the club. I told them, I said, I don't care where you went, but I know at 12:59, I better hear some keys jingling. Or y'all gonna be sleeping on the patio. So yeah, we still have rules, but at the end of the day, you just gotta teach them. Because I went to the Pentecostal church. And when I got there, I was shocked by a lot of them young people. They was doing stuff. And I used to have to remind them, guys, I was doing that at 13. I'm in church. If I'm in church, I ain't even trying to roll like that. I said, y'all, but they were doing it because, like you say, they was sheltered, or they was put on pedestals, or they was told what they couldn't do. And they had to live this front, as we call it. Because now, you know, I'm going to tell it like a TIO. I used to ask a bunch of them, how y'all get them little babies and y'all ain't got no husband? Y'all was doing something. what would Jesus do now? I was like, where was Jesus at? So, you know, but you got a good thought on the good process. I would just say, you know, still be cautious, because people come to me and talk about church hurt, and I let them vent, but I don't let them go too far, because the Bible says, ye which are spiritual, restore. Because there's a lot of people have gotten some church hurt. I know some preachers whose daughters are lesbians and married to women now. And I'm like, okay, how did all of that happen? I know an ex-pastor wife who's a lesbian now. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on, because you got to remember, people are hiding behind stuff. Be yourself. you know, and I tell my kids, be yourself. If you get caught up, just come talk to me about it. I let them know now, I'm not your best friend. I'm gonna put my foot in your butt if you're out of order, but I ain't your best friend.
Right.
You can come talk to me, I got you. You right. did something dumb, I got you. I done something dumb too. And I used to tell my kids, I ain't Catholic now, I ain't confess everything that I did. Now, that'll mess them up. Mm-hmm. I just gave them a taste. I said, look, your dad ain't been saved all his life now. You know, I'll say this and I'll be quiet. Probably we had this thing at church where they were talking about, should Christians have guns? I said, well, Negro, come to my house at 2 a.m. if you ain't supposed to, you'll see. I've lighted up like a 4th of July.
So will I. I carry. Yeah. You know, I had to protect myself. And I get what you're saying, to be careful. And I will. And it's not me really bashing the church or the Christians or the saints or whatever. That's not it. Mine is the way I had to grow up. My dad's a different species. So it was just totally different for my brothers and my sister and I. It was just different. And the whole congregation. When I moved, I didn't even know there was a world outside of our church, our churches, because that's what we did. We went from this church, they have an appreciation, this one's having an appreciation, and that's what we did. That's what I did. I didn't know it was a real life out here, another world. You understand what I'm saying? All I knew was church. And then when I got out, you know, I did wander a little bit, but, you know, I'm still here. And it ain't taking no love from God for me. You know what I mean?
And you sure right, because I stopped doing all them chicken days and 100 Negroes in Red and all of that stuff. That'll wear you out.
I'm telling you.
But you can't drag your kids to all of that stuff. But I hear your pain and I see your pain and I feel your pain because I know you know what you're talking about.
Right.
Because it is sad how a lot of the households are ran by churches. And that's why I said we have to live and practice a balanced life.
That's it.
You know, so that's it. You can't, it ain't about being perfect. It ain't about holier than thou.
Right.
I mean, you know, because I wanted my kids to be normal. You know,
right.
They're going to cut up and do what they do. But I also wanted to open up the door to where, hey, you do have somebody to talk to now, you without excuse. Yeah. Don't worry about the repercussion of what I might say or do, because I'm going to tell you whether you want to hear it or not. And Father's Day now, I get like, hey, Dad, now I understand what you said so many years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I wasn't trying to hurt you. I was just trying to protect you, because now you got your own little baby. You could have reaped some of that havoc you caused me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad to send your little kids over here. I'm going to send them home hype. I'm going to sugar them up and call you. Say, they ready. They good and ready. You could have stay up just like y'all used to make me stay up. Worry about you till I see you come in the house. I'm like, that's you right. know, you should have had your little butt home a little early. So I just, you know, I just kept it 100 with my kids because I wanted them to know, look, guys, be careful out here. Make the right choices. People are watching, but you do you, you that's know. Right. And then, you know, my little daughter, one of my youngest daughter did a little talent show and them little juggies was bouncing. I said, girl, you need to put on a sport bra or something. Them things was just going which every way. I said, oh, my. I say, praise it, but, you know, put this on next time and then you do your thing. Stuff like that, because, you know, we sometimes forget what we did when we was coming up.
Right.
I done ran from so many daddy's houses and jumped fences and got kicked out of houses by mamas because of stuff I would say and stare and look. I'm like, girl, your mama just as cute as you. You know, get your little manny's butt out of here. So, you know. You just got to let them know, hey, you messed up too. We messed up when we were kids, you know, we're still messing up, but, you know, and you got to be delivered from people at church, because people at church will mess you up, you know. Them Negroes crazy, so I just leave that stuff at the church. I don't even bring it home. I don't tell my wife nothing what Sister John said, because I don't want to hear a lot of that stuff. But I feel you, and I'm going to support you as well on your podcast, because you will and should do great with it. Because it's a message that needs to be heard.
That's right. Thank you.
I'm like you now. I'm like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say.
Thank you for that, Ken. Thank you.
All right. So, Miss Janice, we ready for it.
Oh, wow.
We ready for it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Arshia. And then we're going to close it out.
All right. This is a good topic. Earlier, what you were talking about being quiet and being able to speak out. Me and Ronnie were talking about this Tuesday about how she's transitioning the professionals over to her field. But the thing that they're lacking, they can't move because they're lacking confidence. And they're lacking, they think because they have money in this, they don't know how to manage it. So that's why they need somebody to go in and tap into their mental to help break down all that trauma, break all down the self-sabotaging thoughts and things that their mind and their internal critic are saying to themselves in order for them to speed up and to continue to manage or to continue to increase what they're trying to build. So that's why I said this topic is very, very good, because a lot of people, it don't matter what age, what culture, they're lacking when it comes to the self-development. And no matter what area you in, no matter what income bracket you in, you still have to improve on your self-development and the things that you say and the practices and the systems that you use in order to move forward. So this is topic is much needed.
All right.
Well said.
Queen Renee says saved but damaged. I'm just
wow.
Melissa says, since Antonio's not here, I'm going to give you two pieces of advice he gave me. One, what's holding you back? And two, get out of your own way and do it. That does sound like Antonio. Get out your own way and do it. So we ready for you, Miss Janice. And as you see, everybody's like, I got you. We ready. I'm a subscribe. I'm be a subscriber.
I appreciate that. That's encouraging. It encouraged me because that's been on me for a long time. I had talked to a friend of mine, I think about 6 months ago, and I was telling him what I wanted to do. He used to be a pastor, and his family and my family are really close, and his sister is actually the one that had the baby by my brother. So he's willing to, you know, kind of help me out with it or whatever. So yeah. It's something that I really want to do. I want, because I see the hurt among us and the different churches that I travel to, my dad's churches and different, their kids experience a whole lot of the same thing that we deal with, you know, but nobody can talk about it. Of course, we're not going to talk to anybody outside of us about it, you know, so I think it would be a release for some of them. For me included, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
When they said, or growing up damaged.
Ooh, from, you know.
That could be one of the topics, growing up damaged.
Yeah, I just thought of that one. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
Janice, what day are we going to start this podcast? You need to put a date on it. And I'll be your first guest. I'll be your first guest. Let's go. Let's
okay,
do it.
Antoine. I know you was gonna get on me. Okay, we gotta talk. Okay.
There you go.
I need to do it. I feel like this is confirmation for me. You know, for you to even start out with what you did, Deanna, with the sitting back and the feeling, you know, be quiet, don't say it, don't do it, you know, that just woke it up inside of me again. So,
well, you got your first guest. You got all your followers. You got 27 followers. Well, 26, because you the 26. So you got 26 followers. You got your first guest. You can even ask Uncle Ken, because I call him Uncle Ken, y'all. Because he remind me of that uncle that's going to keep it straightforward, which, you know, he not going to sugarcoat nothing. He not going to lie to you. He going to tell you straight up, this is what it is. That's why I call him Uncle Key.
Okay.
Even he said, and he could come on to help the pastors when it comes to their kids. Like, hey, y'all, stop trying to be perfect, you know.
Yeah.
Let your kids have some balance. You get some balance in you, so you can put some balance in your kids.
Right.
So, we just ready for the link.
May I share this? Good morning, Dolores.
Go ahead, Ms. Dolores.
So great morning to everyone. Hope all is well. So I am grateful for this and just to hear all of this simply because I know not that these two individuals were pastor's kids, but they were in the church. And from back home, one young lady passed away a couple of years ago and she was only 30. And I think she got hooked up with the wrong individual and I think he got possessive. And this week, well, last week, a young lady that went to our church back at home, she was on my mind. So I called her, well, I texted her Friday night and I was like, hey, love you, how you doing? She texted me back Saturday morning and said, I'm doing well, love you too. I got a call Sunday morning, she passed Saturday night.
Oh,
and before that, she was, you know, she wanted to get out. She stayed with her father. She has a daughter that's 19 years old, that's doing well. And she wanted to get out, you know, just have her own space, get her own apartment. And I believe she got hooked up with the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? And whatever happened, whatever happened. And I got a call Sunday morning that she passed away. So I have to sing at her funeral this week. So it is very, it's needed. I'm just going to say it like that. It's needed because they need a space, you know, to talk and get that information out. A lot of things going on. So I just do encourage you to do that.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Dolores. Okay.
Come on, Miss
Davis. I guess it's set.
Come on. Heal the people on this day. Heal the next generation of pastors' kids. And heal the ones that are already out there. Heal the ones coming. Heal the ones that just got out there before they just let loose. Just heal them all. Just go ahead and let them know. Like, look, y'all, I understand. I've been there. Me too.
Right.
But you don't have to go all these years with this hurt on you. Go ahead, Janice.
Okay. And I'm going to bring up my son that committed suicide, you know, and he said he was done with church. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole lot. It's just a lot. And we have to do differently for our children today. We have to, or we'll lose them.
There you go.
So.
You should reach out to Dr. Trask because she just put in the chat that she's looking for people to be a guest on her TV show.
Dr. Trask?
Mm-hmm. It's Sugar.
I got her number. I wrote it down and I gave her a thank you. Yeah, I wrote her number down. I'm going to call her. Yeah.
And all of y'all.
Can I jump in just real quick? I'm on my way to a conference. Now, the topic that we've discussed this morning is so, so valuable. But not only is it healing those that have been victims of, but it's also going to help those pastors, those bishops, those deacons, those people that's in the church that have these positions that sit up on that pulpit that's committing. The perpetrator themselves is sitting up there on their pulpit every Sunday, every Wednesday, having conferences, carrying these titles. They're hurting. And a lot of times they're doing what was done to them.
True.
So not only are you going to open up a new world, a new life for those that have been hidden in the background all those years, but those also that need to come out. And this is going to be phenomenal. So not only am I going to offer you, Miss Janice, an opportunity to be on the show, I need everybody to be in prayer, but I want to offer you a spot on my broadcasting network. Something good is about to happen. I want this to become a show. Because we have the audience already, and this is going to be worldwide. It's going to be on YouTube. It's on Roku. It's in all different nations. It's global. So I want you to pray about it. Get back with me. And that's for all the 27, 26, the 33 that's on here. If this is something that you want to have and you have an idea, a thought, let's give it a try. I mean, what could it hurt? If it's not good, we click and delete it and start all over again. I own the broadcasting network, and it's just been laying dormant for such a time as this. I've not done anything with it. I just been paying the bill every month. But I said, God, when something comes that needs to be heard, then I'll start it back up again. And this last Tuesday was the second viewing. But anyway, get with me. Thank you for letting me have this time, and be blessed, everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Sugar. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I definitely will call you.
A podcast and a TV show. And you know what? And Dr. Trask said something. A lot of these pastors probably don't even know they're doing it. They probably don't even know. So not only will your podcast and your global TV show help the pastor's kids, but it's going to help the congregation. It's going to help the pastors themselves. You're going to help a you're going to save some lives, that's for sure.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Go ahead, Prophet. And after Prophet, Ms. Brenda.
Ms. Janice.
Yes, sir.
This will destroy, not break, because a lot of times we say break generation curses, but when you break something, sometimes the pieces can come back together. But when you destroy it or consume it up, this will destroy generation curses of you opening up this door, not just for your family, but for other families. By being in the church all my life, I'm not a PK, but being in church all my life, I've seen everything to where even my stepson, I dragged him to church. I dragged him to church to now that he don't even want nothing to do with the church.
Right.
I was told to bring him to church. Bring them to church. Let them do their homework on the floor. Let them sleep while we have a service where they need to be home sleeping, getting their rest. And this was like a Monday through Sunday thing that we was in church.
Yeah.
Now he don't even go to church. And it's like, I destroyed that.
Yeah. It's easy to do.
And we don't see that we destroy it, but when we destroy it, I just talked to him a couple of days ago about a funeral, and he was so broken that I saw some of the things that I did in the former marriage that broken him and destroyed him. But I had to try to build him up, and every time I talked to him, I tried to build him back up. I do not tell him, you need to be saved. I do not tell him, you need to go to church. But I do tell them, you know how to pray.
Yeah.
And so many times we push that. Oh, you need to get saved. Jesus is coming back. You going to hell. You need that's it's time out for all that. Just get a lifestyle to where you know God and you can talk to God like I can talk to God. I may talk in tongues. You don't have to talk in tongues to talk to God.
Right.
So this is very important that you're going to destroy generation curses in your family as well as others that watch and those that be guests. Thank you, Pinky.
Thank you, Prophet.
Go ahead, Ms. Janice, and then we're going to close it out.
No, I would just want to say thanks to everybody on here. And this is it's really a delicate situation for me. And topic for me, because I did experience it and I have seen so much hurt and so much pain. There's a lady right now, she's no longer going to church. It's one of our sister churches. She's no longer going because one of the pastors or whatever did some things or whatever, and it damaged her. You know what I'm saying? And she has nobody to talk to because nobody's going to listen to her against what happened, you know what I'm saying? But I understand and I believe every word she said because of the experiences I've had, you know, and I'm not being judgmental toward him or anything else, but I'm just saying it's just out there and it's happening every day and nobody is talking about it. You can't talk about it. You know, it's like hush, hush, these are secrets and this and that. So, you know, and it's destroying people all the time because they can't talk about it. So I appreciate everybody today. And I'm really going to focus on doing this. And like I said, I'm going to need you guys' help because like I said, I don't even know how to start a podcast. So I just want to say I appreciate everybody today. This has been really meaningful to me. Thank you.
All right. We ready for you, Ms. Janice. Ms. Brenda. Before Ms. Sandra, Ms. Brenda, I saw you unmute, Ms. Brenda. Is there something you wanted to say? And then Ms. Sandra.
No, it's nothing I wanted to say.
Okay. Go ahead, Miss Sandra, and then we will close it out. We will be having leadership class tonight. I have been put in charge of teaching. So we will be having a conversation. We will be having a conversation, but we will have leadership class tonight. So go ahead, Miss Sandra, and then we're going to go ahead and close it on out, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh, if you're talking, we can't hear you, Miss Sandra.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's work thing interrupting me. One of the things that I want to say is that we have been taught to be this type of living being that only exists in either church or in the world. When we are the church that is here established on earth now, it's a building. Those who are speaking are supposed to be following the rules of Christ. That's why it's so important for us to know that he is the head. That's why the setup was created, for us to understand how it looks. That God is over Jesus, Jesus is over man, and man is, and so on and so on, you know? So that we don't get confused in thinking that the church, the building, is our life when it's not. So we have not learned to live the Christ-like life that is church according to what he said. Because we have a point of seeing only, and I dare say, forgive me if I step on any toes, but to see carnally, which shows the importance of living spiritually, and we don't know how to do that. We haven't allowed ourselves to reach our spiritual being, which is why we're supposed to be quiet, which is why we've been told to hush, which is why we've been told, don't shine. And it's important to shine, because it was very, very important for Jesus to make sure that we knew that. If you got a lamp and you don't have no oil, then how are you going to shine? If you have a lamp and you got some oil, but it's only a little bit, how are you going to continue to shine? So it's important to know that we are beacons. It's important to know that we are the church. We are the lights. We are the pillars that are supposed to be holding up what God says for us to hold up. I just wanted to say that. That's all. And I'm proud of you, Dennis. Let's go. Let's get it.
Thank you, Ms. Sandra. Thank you very much. I'm going to say this final thing, and then I'm going to close this out. I know we've heard it before. I know it's been said multiple times, but I really want y'all to take it and really think about it. Your challenges are testimonies to save somebody else's life. And your challenges, if you don't be you, it's hurting somebody else. And it took me a while to get there. It really did. Because when you're in it, you don't say nothing else. You don't say nothing else. But you can only connect the dots going backwards. The people around me are going through so much right now. And I have learned there's a lot of stuff that I have been through. I'm not desensitized to certain things, but I've been through certain things for those around me. And I'm catching that now. So the next thing I go through, it's probably going to hurt like hell. But I know there's going to be somebody else that's going to go through that same thing. And if I don't stand up and move out of it, they're going to get stuck in. And if I don't say anything about it, they're going to think they're alone. So what you literally, what you go through is not for you. It's for the next person that you're supposed to help. So Ms. Janice, if it's been on you, that means it's time for you to save some lives. And you're going to save lives that you don't even know. You're going to get a random email, a random text message, or a random phone call that's just going to say thank you. Because that person was on the brink of something.
Right.
And they're going to listen to your podcast and they're going to be like, man, wait a minute, I'm not alone. I'm not suffering by myself. And because I know that, I know I can go another day. And that's for all of you, from Arshia to Prophet to Melissa to Queen Renee, Frida, Amanda, Grace, Josepha, Sugar, Tyrell, Monica, Brenda, Miss Shelley, Antoine, Mr. Phil, Miss Sandra, Jamal, iPhone, Ronnie, and Josephus. There is something that you are going through and have been through that's not for you. And if you feel on you that you need to tell something to somebody or you need to share that experience with somebody, that's because it is you. It is on you to save their lives. So be you at all times, everybody. Be you.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And just share and love and live in light. I will see you all tonight.
Got it.
I will see you all tonight at
6:30. There you go.
I will see you all tonight at 6:30. I love you. Love you more, Mr. Phil. It's good to see you. And for those of you who have her contact information, please reach out to Dolores. Just send her some. Send her some positive vibes. Send her some love. Just reach out to Dolores. All right, everyone. Love you all. Love you more. Have a great day. Enjoy.
Love you. Have a great one.
Love you more.
Love you more. Awesome day.
Blessings.